Exclusive, Steve Scalise, investigation priorities are Afghanistan withdrawal, origins of COVID, laptop scandal. By Robert Krajicek on November 21, 2022. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, said on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe that House Republicans' priorities for the incoming 118th United States Congress include investigations of the origins of COVID, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and the laptop scandal involving President Joe Biden's second son, Hunter Biden. Scalise, who is elected as the next majority leader in the U.S. House of Representatives, said Representative James Comer, RKY, would investigate the above-mentioned items as the next chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. "They're ready to go start looking into a lot of the questions that people have had," Scalise remarked, "whether it's Hunter Biden's dealings with all kinds of foreign countries, or the laptop scandal, which the liberal media tried to dismiss when it came out in 2020. It's been verified." He continued, "It turns out there's a lot of information on that laptop that raises serious questions. And James Comer's committee's going to be asking those." Scalise said House Republicans would investigate if federal funds contributed to the Wuhan Institute of Virology as part of a broader examination of the origins of COVID-19. "The origins of COVID is something we've talked about a lot. And looking into whether or not taxpayer money was used by companies like EcoHealth Alliance to promote gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, where many scientists have said that's where COVID started, not at some wet market. Governmental and media claims of an organic and zoonotic origin of the novel coronavirus seem inaccurate," Scalise stated. He said, "Turns out, it doesn't seem to be true, but we've never investigated this because Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden don't want to confront China on anything." He continued, "We've got to be aggressive there. By looking into things like the Afghanistan withdrawal. The reports are that there's $85 billion of the world's best military equipment that was left behind for the Taliban. What's true about that? We never got verification of who was in the room. Did they make that decision to leave it behind? Were there C-130s and all these guns? Did they leave caches of guns behind to the Taliban with ammunition and night vision goggles?" Scalise considered. "All of those reports we've seen, there's never been a thorough hearing on it. Who was in the room? Which generals said it's okay to leave that behind so that the Taliban can get it?" Scalise warned that there is no doubt that China is having access to that technology abandoned by the White House in Afghanistan. He added, "One day that might be used against our troops." In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed that Hunter Biden and President Joe Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.